This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Week away from pitchers and catchers, 50 days away from the start of the Major League Baseball season, a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Dan Zimborski, senior writer for Fangraphs, also writes for ESPN, and an Oriole fan, most importantly, at least in our minds. And Dan, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. So now that the off season is essentially over, though they did signed Ramon Laureano yesterday. I guess your thoughts on the Orioles offseason.
Well, generally speaking, I'm disappointed, and the projections are disappointed, that there really isn't a Corbin Burnes replacement. They did make some pitching signings, but it's not the same as having a bona fide ace starter like Corbin Burnes was. So it's knocked a couple wins off the projection from last year. But generally speaking, across the AL, there's no real perfect team. There's no real equivalent of the Dodgers right now. So Zips, the projections, actually have the Orioles as the second best team in the AL right now, but the average is only 89 point something wins. So there's a lot that could go right, a lot that could go wrong. So it's a wait and see, like you always have to do with projections.
So I know some of this, I guess, is still coming together. So we don't want to put you in the spot on any way.
Give us a taste.
But do you think when you guys launch your stuff like full bore, it may be sort of like what Pecota was? I'm sure you probably took a look see at them, where it's a bunch of teams clustered between 86 and 89 wins, but these models aren't championing anybody as anything close to a juggernaut in the AL.
I think that's very accurate, and one of the Fangraphs projection models has gone up that blends Zips and Steamer and has a pretty small spread among teams. Everyone in the AL has at least a 10% chance of making the playoffs in the projection, except, of course, the White Sox.
They
already round to zero, as sad as that is. you put enough decimal places, they'll pop up. Zips has them about 1 in 4,000 to make the playoffs.
So you're saying there's a chance.
The Orioles were there a few years ago. So.
Yeah, it's more fun to be where the Orioles are now than where they were.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, the individual player projections for Zips are out. And a player that we've been talking about this week, we're going to talk more about him tomorrow, is Adley Rutschman. And we know that he had a dreadful second half of last year. But what does Zips project for Adley in 2025?
Zips does project a bounce-back season. Catchers sometimes have weird aging patterns, but there's no particular reason not to like him, even though his second half was very weak. But a lot of times, the first half, second half stuff is kind of noise more than an indicator of the future. Now, if he were a 31-year-old, 32-year-old, that seems young to me now, unfortunately. Maybe had a couple knee surgeries under his belt, then maybe you suddenly start to worry a little more. But there's no reason to worry about Adley Rutschman. And if if the Orioles were in a position they were actually worrying about him, then everything else must have gone wrong then by that point.
We're talking with Dan Zimborski. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. What is Zips projecting for an encore season from Gunnar Henderson?
Well, Zips has been a big fan of Gunnar Henderson since his breakout in the minors a few years ago. Zips does have Bobby Witt Jr. slightly better among shortstops, but does have Gunnar Henderson as one of the top five players in the league. I think if the Orioles are going to extend one of their young players, Gunnar Henderson is the one to try to do, even over Adley. And I think a lot of people would be surprised by that a few years ago, including myself.
Well, what do you and Zips think of the Orioles' overall ability to get on base, right, which is something they've only been league average at the last couple of years, and overall run production? I mean, you talked about the absence of Burns, but, I mean, Santander is gone, and you know, O'Neill is always hurt, and they're expecting a lot of 21 to 25-year-olds, or I guess in the case of Adley, 27-year-olds, to take leaps forward. Are you fairly bullish that they can?
Well, Zips does have the Orioles offense as solidly above average. Mm-hmm. Better for power than for on base. That's probably still going to be mm-hmm. the weak spot. Because you look at the team last year, there were only two guys who got a ton of playing time to have even a 330 on base percentage. Yeah. But the quote unquote good news is that since batting averages are so low across the league these days, no team is really great at avoiding outs anymore.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan, news broke yesterday. Ramon Laureano was brought in, 1-year deal with an option for a second year. What do you see his fit being for this year's club?
I mean, at this point, he's a role player. If he gets 500 plate appearances, then something has probably gone mm-hmm. wrong. But he's, you know, he's a righty. Kerstad's a lefty. You have some complimentary talent off the bench, and it gives them a little more flexibility in how they use him. Because Laureano, you can use him in right field because he does have a very strong arm. That was always one of his strengths. And he was a really good young player a few years ago. So when you sign a role player to a 1-year contract, I like to have a guy who has some theoretical, plausible upside. And I think you can still say that for Laureano, even though it's been a tough few years for him.
The team in this division that I guess, at least for me, is the most of the biggest wild card is the Rays, who last year was a huge step back. They also had injury issues, pitching decimation, the likes of which even the Orioles couldn't complain about because it was to such a degree. Like McClanahan coming back and like Boz, I guess, sort of being, you know, real now. And you know, Bradley and Pepio, kind of what they showed at their best last year. I still don't think they'll hit that much, but like, could that end up being like a really great and deep pitching staff?
I think you kind of hit the nail on the head when you talked about McClanahan and Boz, because that's kind of the X factor. Because if they have a healthy McClanahan, Boz, and Drew Rasmussen, all of a sudden, that is a really, really good rotation. If, you know, if Bradley is your fifth best starter, you're in a good place. They won't score runs, but they're not really terrible anywhere, and that's always a good thing. You look at their worst players, maybe, you know, Taylor Walls, Johnny DeLuca. They're at least competent major leaguers. The Rays won't score a ton of runs, but they're not going to be terrible.
Walls is going to the bench, right? When they just when Kim's back, whatever, May, right? Walls is just a bench guy.
It depends on what happens with Kim's shoulder.
Yeah.
I think that they might still be very leery about it, because if teams were more confident about Kim's shoulder, I think he would have gotten a significantly bigger contract than he did. I mean, he signed with the Rays. That's not usually big contracts.
No.
Dan, I think we all agree the Yankees are looking like the best team in the division. In your mind, who's the worst team in the division right now?
That's kind of the interesting thing, because I don't think there's a bad team in the division. I think there's actually a scenario in which any of the five teams in the division could finish in last place. The Blue Jays were terrible last year. And as a Gen Xer, if I'm not rooting against the Yankees, I'm rooting against the Blue Jays because of the rivalry in the early 90s. Yeah, I'm still mad about that. I actually complained to him in person about 10 years ago.
How'd he take it?
He just rolled his eyes a little at me.
Well, that's great.
He might be back managing them by Memorial Day. I don't know. I'm not sure about the current guy.
The Blue Jays are in a position to have a decent bounce back season. And the Yankees do have some worries. They have a lot of their value in a few players. An Aaron Judge injury, and he's had serious injuries before, would drastically change that team's outlook. When you look at a team like the Rays, there's no one player they could lose that would dive their probability of going to the playoffs as much as Judge and the Yankees. That's kind of the downside of having the superstar. Zips currently actually has the Blue Jays as the worst team, but it's really close. It's projecting all five teams to finish in the 80s in wins on average.
Dan Zimborski, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. Baseball's going to be here before you know it.
Always fun, guys. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Hey, coming up next, all the young dudes and this Ramon Laureano signing. What does that mean for some young dudes? Heston Kerstad, Colton Cowser, Kobe Mayo. We'll get into it next here on The Fan.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.